two, one.
Okay, we are clear. Ready to go live in 5, 4. Cue the talent. 3. Hey, I said cue the talent. 2.
Yay!
Attention hobbyists, sports fans, and collectors nationwide and abroad. It's time to get hype. Part of live from the Mojo Break Studios. It's Dan and Doug. Come on! So get hyped. Be hyped. This is the hype.
What is going down, everybody? We're here barely. Technology was trying to prevent us from being here today. It threw a lot of obstacles in our way, but we're here for Hype episode 52, showing off the Ray Lou. This show is going to be all about the National. We're going to tell you what we're doing. We've got some of the news coming out of Topps Camp, Panini Camp. We're also going to talk a little bit of Topps Chrome as well, which is coming out next week and is always a pivotal release in baseball cards and should be pretty exciting, especially since it's dropping at the National. So the checklist is out. Go ahead and check that out. You can get breaks of Topps Chrome at mojobreak.com. And we've got a lot of stuff going down. We have our 20K giveaway for the National breaks. So all you got to do is buy into the breaks starting today. So every break, we're going to random off a spot, and that's going to be a guaranteed prize. And the grand prize is a vacation to the 2019 National, which I believe is in Chicago, and it gets you entry into the VIP party from Panini, and it also gets you entry into the packs. So, well, there's no entry, but you're going to receive the silver packs, the gold packs, all that fun stuff, and get to hang out with us, which we're pretty cool peeps. Get to hang out with us. But lots of breaks on the schedule. We have pretty much our whole National schedule already planned out. And even with today's breaks, Cornerstones, Certified, Prestige, there's going to be a winner at every break. That's going to guarantee you a prize. And we're going to do like 100, 150 prizes. And there's cases in there. There's boxes in there. There's silver packs in there. There's autographed memorabilia, which we're going to pick up at the National, which is going to be insane. So it's going to be a really fun giveaway. So break with bonuses. And check it out. Check out mojobreak.com. Dan, what's going on, dude?
I think the audio is coming in a little hot.
Coming in hot.
I had to turn it down a little bit. We were getting some audio peak warnings. So a little engineering on the fly going on. You can see I ran over there, and I was right behind C-Rad for a second. Didn't see me coming. It was a little awkward, but, you know, just fighting through adversity and making it happen. Talking National, huh?
Did you give him a hug while you're in there real quick, too?
You know,
well, it had a moment.
Yeah, had a moment. Eyes met, sparks flew, emotions ran high. We talked Raider Nation.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Vegas Nation? Vegas. Dan went and visited the site of the new Vegas Raiders. How was that?
Vegas is tough, man. It's a tough town. Being there for 4 days, 2 days, all good. 3 days, you're like, it's a little much. 4 days, you're like, can't do it. Never again. But it was, did a little bit of everything. Did a little top golf, pretty much a driving range with targets. did a little shooting in the desert.
Little shoot.
In a place that pretty much looked like where they would have filmed The Hills Have Eyes. Took 45 minutes just going through the desert. Pretty dope. Exploding targets, machine guns. Just shit got crazy. Did that sober, though, of course. You have to sign a waiver. Can't be all buzzed up.
Oh, so you just can't take like 20 shots and just go in there and go,
No. That's frowned upon.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen with a gun?
Dude, there was...
I'm kidding.
There was this girl who was there who just got like one of the gnarliest like machine guns that had the gnarliest kickback. And almost shot the whole trailer that she was shooting, and it just lost control of it.
Oh, jeez.
It was terrifying. I actually left the trailer seeing what was going to happen, because the gun weighed probably half as much as she weighed. So I'm like, this is not gonna turn out well.
You're really selling me. I think I really absolutely don't want to do this next.
No, it was awesome. Vegas. It was awesome. Do it every time. It's called, I can't think of the website, but it's definitely worth it. It was like $135. Get three guns of your choice. A little sniper rifle.
At the same time? How do you shoot three guns at the same time?
Three guns at the same time, man. But yeah, it was awesome, man. You know, it's went to Fremont Street, saw a pretty dope fight. Actually have a video of it. I forgot to show you.
Oh, man.
Nice, high quality, about 10 minute fight. Security guards getting thrown around.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Then security guards got into a fight with each other.
Oh.
So it was typical Fremont Street experience.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas. So yeah, I'm just glad to be back. Getting ready for the National, getting ready for maybe a little New York trip, foreshadowing that a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, we're gonna be announcing some stuff on that as well. C-Rad, did you pull a 101 Donovan Mitchell this weekend or something like that?
Yes.
Dang. Patch auto? Or patch,
it was,
I mean?
Just a patch.
Sweet. What? Yeah. Anything else?
It
big?
Was my first 101.
Really? Wow. Your first of all time? Of all, out of Spectra? Now you're the Spectra 101 puller. Anything else big out of the breaks over the weekend?
Man, you know, just the usual Donnie and Tatum. It's just it's home of the Tatums and Donovan Mitchells. Yeah.
I think all our cases had the whole print run of Tatum and Mitchell.
Well, you guys may want to buy in, especially the
gold
national
RPA.
Ones.
Gold RPA of Tatum.
That wow. That's awesome. Well, once again, we're going to be previewing the National, so we'll go right into some of the stuff that's going down. We're also going to be giving out free shirts. We only have like 200 of them, so stop by our booth if you can. We're going to be at the Breakers Pavilion. We're going to be there setting up Tuesday night. We'll be there Wednesday all the way through Sunday. We're going to do half the breaks there. C-Rad's going to be doing the breaks here. We're going to have free breaks at the National. You could visit mojobreak.com and see when our free break schedule is. And obviously, we have a line of people usually lining up for that. And we're also going to be doing free packs and stuff. And it's going to be really fun. It's just a time for us to meet you guys and to show our appreciation for you guys as customers and meet some of the new customers as well. So come by the booth. I'm sure we'll have a great time. Things are going down. And we're going to be also, we probably won't have a hype next week, but I'm going to try to go around and get some film some stuff, take pictures of cards, like some of the best booths at the National. I want to take some of those awesome, like, you know, Babe Ruth cut autos and things like that. I want to try to create a video of that. So look for that on YouTube.
There may be some recordings going on, though. May not be a live, but there may be some podcast going on.
Yeah, we'll probably we'll have another off the record podcast. Who knows?
Maybe every night.
Yep.
For sure.
But we're also going to be doing the silver packs, which look pretty loaded this year, and that's coming up in another slide here. But the silver pack breaks, you buy into a break like you normally do, and we're going to ship you a silver pack sealed. So for those of you that can't make the National, you're going to be able to participate, not only through our live feed, but through all the giveaways and the prizes that we're doing. So sit back, watch your mobile device or wherever you watch breaks, and you're just going to get that stuff sent to you, and you're going to be part of the National without having to leave your house. So that's the beauty of online breaks, is being able to participate at your convenience. So check that out, mojobreak.com. Check out the breaks with silver packs. And I wanted to preview a little bit, because I don't know a lot about Cleveland. Dan went there last time. I haven't been there. So you know what my gut was telling me? Is I'm going to look at some of the food that Cleveland has. Maybe something might tempt me to give it a shot. So I Googled what's popular in Cleveland food-wise and what they're known for. So
Pupusa?
That is, you know, I opened the wrong document here. Sorry, we're doing some weird stuff on the fly here. So let me open my.
Am I wrong?
It is. You're close. It's a it's a pierogi. That is a pierogi. I don't know what's in it. It looks like kind of like a pot sticker for you guys listening to it on the podcast. Kind of looks like a pot sticker. It's a pierogi. Maybe you guys can let me know. I want to taste at least one, even though it's not on the diet. I want to check out this pierogi.
Looks like a hot pocket.
It does. Maybe it might taste like one too. But we're going to check that out. If anybody's tried a pierogi, let me know. Is it good? Is it worth trying out? You know, because other than the National, you got to figure out you're going to eat somewhere, right? So that's what I'm thinking this morning. I was hungry before lunch. Like, I'm going to check out what's going on in Cleveland.
There's a lot of good microbrews there. A lot of good, like.
Okay, all right.
Like, yeah, so.
I like beer.
A lot of good beer.
And then this next thing is, it's called a Polish Boy. And it looks like it's about 5,000 calories, but it's probably all goodness.
I can't even see what I we don't have the TV here, so I can't even. What is that? Is that?
It's a Polish boy sandwich. Its place of origin is Cleveland. It's a kielbasa with French fries, barbecue sauce or hot sauce, and a layer of coleslaw.
Huh.
So if you want to take a nap, you probably eat something like this. So it looks kind of disgusting, but also delicious at the same time.
Yeah, that looks terrible.
Yeah, it actually looks like, at first I was like, is that a cricket in there? But no, it's just a French fries.
I actually was going to go, is that a cricket or like cockroaches?
It could be.
Like cockroach sandwich?
Maybe if you go down to the, you know, the lower parts of Cleveland, maybe they do serve it without French fries and they use
it. And I was actually going to say it looked like it had looks like it's like crab meat. But it's not.
Which you love.
Yeah, I wouldn't get. I think I'm going to pass on that. I'll try one of those pierogies, though. Those look pretty good. There's potatoes in them.
Mike says, Socalese University Inn for pierogies. Potatoes are in them. They're bomb. Okay. Looks like a hot dog and a crab. That kind of does. And then there's...
Is that a jelly-filled donut?
It is. No, it's... I think it is, basically. It is... You know, it is... Sorry, I don't have my notes because this is what I'm rocking today. But it's that's what they're known for. It looks like it's pretty delicious. What do you got? What's the name of this in the chat, guys? What is the name of this stuff? It's also known in Cleveland as well. It's
looks like a jelly donut. Is it? Is it not? Silence is golden. I better keep on talking.
This is just radio gold here, guys. So try that, whatever it is, mystery substance of food. That looks pretty yummy, too, for breakfast or something.
Mystery pastry.
And then I noticed this, which I don't even know if I could get my mouth around it. It is a corned beef sandwich, which Cleveland's not known for, but I guess there's a spot, Silman's in Cleveland, that has this corned beef sandwich, which looks like it's like really like half the cow. Or wherever, you know, corned beef comes from. Corned beef. It looks like half a cow. That's the next slide. Which is just ridiculous amounts of meat on a piece of bread. So you can see it there. Like I said, you got to have a really big mouth to take a bite of that one. And I have a big mouth, but not in that regard. So
that's corned beef, huh?
That's corned beef, and it's at Silman's. It says this was an article from a Cleveland native that said this is something you must try. They have the best corned beef. They have huge lines, apparently. So it's something to try while you're in Cleveland. So
how about the burritos?
I don't know. How about the seafood?
I don't know.
I'll see if anybody in the YouTube chat said, oh, it's epoxy, pasky. Yeah, yes, exactly. There you go. So, yes. And we got the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which we'll be attending there on Friday, which never been. And I like rock and roll, and I like Hall of Fame. So it sounds like a winning situation for me. Danny, excited? Is there going to be the Metallica's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
AC/DC, right?
Journey just got inducted not too long ago.
I think Ice Cube might be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Tupac's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
What
I think Dre's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Maybe in twice.
Dr. Dre?
Yeah, Dre, and then he may be in his for NWA as well.
Okay, all right. Do they have individual monuments for these artists?
Well, Doug, I've never been there, so I have no idea. But
we're doing a real good preview here, just flying by.
Why
the
don't
seat
we just
of our
name
pants.
Off bands? And are they there? Is like is Smash Mouth in a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Probably not.
Probably not. Maybe the San Jose Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, maybe. So, but moving on, we're going to talk a little bit
Ohio City Burrito. That's where I'm going.
We also have a casino if you like to gamble. There's and Dan has been there, so you can tell us about that one, Dan. It's Casino Jack, which Dan played poker with Jose Canseco. And it was after our party,
so I was probably above the legal limit alcohol.
Okay.
It's probably a little buzzed up. But I do recall it not being very far from the House of Blues. And there is a House of Blues there as well.
Oh, sweet.
But I remember it being like maybe a mile away. It seemed like it was in downtown.
Okay. So it looks like it's downtown. It looks like it's a fun spot. Do they have slots there?
Yes, they do.
Wow.
Yeah, they have all types of games.
Is gambling?
They got a guess what number I'm thinking of. They
oh, have, really? Like Chevy Chase? Yeah. Nice. Now, is gambling legal in the state of Ohio?
I've been there for about 4 days of my life.
That's more than me.
But yeah, I mean, I'm assuming I was gambling at the casino. So yeah, It's cool there.
Okay. All right.
There's about to bust in any second. Put your hands up. This is a raid.
I know, right? Is it a back alley casino? Is it on? Maybe it's on a river, right? Because they get away with it.
I remember
on a river.
It being pretty big, and it was pretty nice. It was like a, Cache Creek type place, Indian casino type place that we've been to a fair amount in this area. But yeah, it was awesome.
Awesome. So I'll be excited to check that out if I have the time. And
I do know we're like 20. So the IX Center is about 25 minutes, maybe a half an hour out of downtown Cleveland. So I don't know how many times we're going to be going to downtown Cleveland.
Yeah, and that's something to keep in mind. If you're staying by the IX Center, I guess everything's kind of far away. So there's going to be a lot of Uber in your future. Taxi, however you get around. Probably not gonna be able to walk to much places, even though Dan, he loves to walk. I don't know if he's gonna walk to casino, but
Uber seemed pretty easy to get. There's some cities you go to where just there's not tons of Ubers around, but last time I was in Chicago, Uber was the way to get around for sure.
All right, well, it sounds like Slimans is a must for sandwiches. Casino Jack is a must.
Ohio and, City Burrito.
And Jeremy says he got the meat sweats looking at that sandwich. I think I did too. I think I can already feel the poundage going on by eating that sandwich. But it looks delicious, so I think I might have to get down on that. So, but we're gonna get into the national. We're gonna talk about Panini. We're gonna talk about Tops, all that kind of fun stuff. And we're excited. I mean, all these. This is a good year for cards. So a lot of the giveaway stuff is going to be really good because there's so much potential in these rookie classes and these new rookies coming in with basketball, with football, plus this year's rookie class, plus the World Cup stuff. So there's going to be a lot of good stuff to get in those giveaway items like the silver packs, the topped packs, and we'll get into that, what's going down in those. So first I wanted to talk about we have silver pack breaks as well, and one I'm highlighting here is Spectra. So you can get a random team and a half case of Spectra for $39.99 on our site, and it's a guaranteed one silver pack per. So it's a good deal. That's one of the good deals on the site. We're also doing Victory Lane Racing at $12.99 a random driver, and you get a guaranteed pack. It's almost like a free Victory Lane spot.
It's like a free break.
It is. Literally is. We're like giving it away. So, but yeah. It's gonna, and plus you get entered in to win a giveaway too. So it's just like double bonuses, break with bonuses, crazy. So, and if you kind of go through some of the stuff on the silver packs, they've already previewed. So they've got Luka Doncic as an auto. So it's probably gonna be his first auto. So if you get your hands on that one, probably gonna throw that thing on eBay. Luka's one of the top picks in the NBA draft this year. A lot of hype, European player. They're gonna have Shohei Ohtani stuff. As you can see, they're also showing Aaron Rodgers autos. So, and you have Ohtani stuff, relics and autos as well, along with the parallels. So it's going to be a lot of fun chases to get, and they're doing black boxes, all kinds of fun stuff at Panini. And so this is their the next is their wrapper redemption program. So if you're going to buy a box, you buy it from one of the major retailers, either Blowout, Atlanta Sports Cards, Steel City, DA Card World. You buy one of these boxes. I think you have to rip off the seal so that you show that you opened it. So you got Stars and Stripes Baseball. You're going to get 3 silver packs. Essentials Basketball. You're going to get 4. Ascension Essentials. And then Ascension, you get 2. Optic Fast Break Basketball, you get 4. Status Basketball, you get 2. Prestige Basketball, you get 4. 2017 Vertex Football, 6. 2018 Classics Football, 2. 2018 Elite Draft Picks Football, you're getting 3. 2018 Donruss Racing, you're getting 5. I mean, that can't be, without looking at cost, that can't be more than the $70 or $80 box. That's a pretty good deal on silvers.
And I like that Optic Fast Break.
I like that too, because that's
4 packs.
Probably going to be a $100 box, right? Yeah. You get 4 packs, plus you had a shot at all those rookie prisms. And then Prism World Cup Soccer is going to get you 4. Looking at this list, my initial response, and you can go to the next slide, is that Panini made a lot of money this year. Because if this is what we have for the Rapper Redemption program, I'm not saying all these products are bad, but this is probably the most subpar lineup of Rapper Redemption packs they've had in the last 5 or 6 years. See, we all bought the stuff, so there's not much for them to do, and I'm not blaming them for using this list, but this is what they have left over. So that just tells you, with the World Cup, with the stickers, they made a lot of money, and they've got these products. But what I think, my take on it is, and we'll have to see when the cards come out of the pack, is I think the packs are going to be loaded. So last year they were loaded. I think they're going to be even more loaded this year. What are your initial thoughts of this list now that I've gave mine?
Well, I can't see it, but I could remember it.
Let's see.
Stars and Stripes. Is that the only baseball?
I think so. Yeah, yeah, only baseball.
Oh, baseball's hot. You know, I'm actually surprised there's not more racing. We were talking about this months ago, 4 or 5 months ago. I'm like, if Panini has one category that's kind of struggling right now, it's their racing category. So I actually assumed the VIP package, Rapper Redemption, was going to be 80% racing.
Yeah.
It's actually not. There's more basketball on there than I thought there was going to be. But we all know there was a lot of basketball releases this year. Not all of them are going to be, you know, winners. But I think the best value is in the basketball products. I think the Fast Break, I mean, it's going to be probably a $100 box. You get 4 packs.
Right.
Last year, honestly, the silver packs were more loaded than the gold packs by far.
Yeah.
They were way, I mean, you were getting way more value in the silver than you were the gold. Now, that is the first year that I recall that happening. Before, it used to be the complete opposite.
Right.
The gold packs were loaded. Silver packs were subpar. Don't know what's going to happen this year, but I think all the gold packs and silver packs are going to be loaded just because the amount of content Panini could put in there and the amount of chase and the amount of players that, I mean, LeBron James cracked ice always sells well. Kevin Durant cracked ice always sells well. And you get tons of these.
Yep.
Steph Curry cracked ice does well. They're probably going to have some Ben Simmons in there. And then you're going to have all the World Cup players. You're going to have Otani, and you're going to have...
And they have it. I didn't even show. They have the pink prisms, which they haven't alluded to where those are going to be. But they have Mbappe. And those aren't stamped national. So those hold their value pretty well. And you're going to get... There's an Mbappe number to 15 that's going to be hot. And there's also all the big names are going to be in there, like Tom Brady. They're going to have those select pink prisms. And those should go for a lot. I don't know if they're going to be in the VIP box or they're going to be in the packs. We will have to see, but it's going to be an interesting thing. And from the business side of things, and I may have mentioned this on the last couple shows, and this is my opinion on everything. It's a banner year. Every 4 years, Panini has a banner year. They make so much money on the stickers from the World Cup that they have an abundance of money. Like, they have to spend it. So you've seen the Tom Brady signing. You see the Charles Barkley signing. To me, that is, hey, we've got excess money. We got to spend it. I mean, obviously, they probably bonus out some of their CEOs and their sales managers and things like that if they can. But then, hey, they probably don't want to make them expect that every year. So maybe they don't do that as much. But, you know, as a business, a lot of times you got to spend the money or you're just going to get taxed on it, right? So that's my opinion. The VIP party may be crazy. It may not be. But I think that they're going to make the packs and all the promo stuffs, they're going to make a lasting impression on everybody because they want people to come here every year. And in a World Cup year, they can juice them up a little bit, right? They can juice up the packs. Once again, my opinion, I don't know. Don't go to the National and buy thousands of packs and be like, Doug was wrong, because I could be. But I'm just saying, they have an abundance of that World Cup money. We got that World Cup money, yo. And they're going to go ahead and throw that stuff and spread it around, I think. That's my opinion. So we'll see, because you could look at the Bloomberg articles. You can see every 4 years on how stuff spikes. And you could look in 2014. There was acquisitions then. 2014 Flawless Football had a lot bigger names in it. So that's what I'm thinking as far as a money guy, as far as the business side of things, is that they got to spend this money or else they just lose it anyway, pretty much. So so we'll see what goes down there. Also, they have their customer service. So this is for live redemptions. So if you have a redemption that's four, and people complain about redemption, so this is a good thing. So if you have a redemption that's 4 months old, Panini America officials are proud to announce that the company will once again conduct a live redemption trade-up program on location during the 2018 National. By popular demand, if you have a redemption card of 4 months or older in this already pending in the system, Panini America redemption system, the opportunity to trade them for a card of or cards of higher value. For example, a collector holding 4 outstanding redemptions with a combined Beckett value of $80 will have a chance to trade up for 4 cards for one for $100 card via a carefully constructed grab bag system. The Panini America customer service team has assigned values to replacement stock and will offer grab bags containing one autograph or prime memorabilia card or a box of product at the $50, $100, $150, and $200 levels while supplies last. Each random card will offer minimum values as depicted levels, but many will deliver more than listed value. Some $50 cards will be valued as much as $80. $100 cards will contain valued as much as $140. $150 cards will contain cards valued as much as $180 or $200, as much as $250. Options may also include live on-site redemptions, good for boxes of product. For the third straight year, the program will also include a small number of highly coveted Panini Black Boxes. So if you're tired of sitting with redemptions, this is your opportunity.
And I've actually heard from multiple people that this program, Panini over-delivers on it. I have not heard many stories where they're like, man, I got rid of a bunch of redemptions and they kind of screwed me. I've never heard that before. Everybody leaves there going, man, they really hooked it up.
Yeah, they usually try. Well, they want to get that off their books. You know what I'm saying? They want to take care of customers. This just in, they changed their service hours. Customer service hours now on the next slide is August 2nd from 2:07 a.m. to 2:11 a.m. So that's when you got to get there to do the exchange program if you could. So make sure you get there in that 4-hour window. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. They could do that, though. They could make the hours crazy and be like, hey, you got to get here at 4 in the morning. You got to bring a paper bag with your signature on the inside of it and a cup of coffee. And seriously, though, I would take advantage of it. I think we have some outstanding redemptions that I want to look into. Maybe I'll get something sweet. So be sure to check that out. But, you know, what this made me reflect on is customer service in general. As you can see on the screen, I have a little thing that says I'm mad, right? Because you go on Panini's Instagram, you go on Twitter, and you go on forums, and you see how angry people are. So that just made me think, are these same people going to go up to Panini and say the same exact thing that they said on Instagram or Twitter? No.
No, never.
Because they're keyboard warriors, right? So I just thought if anybody has the balls to record something they've put on Twitter that was really nasty and go up to Panini and record them, I don't advise it, but I would say, hey, at least you're a grown man. You're going to go up face-to-face to somebody and say what you said on Twitter. Because I was going through some of their Instagram stuff, and this was just some of the gems. I didn't spend a whole lot of time on it this morning, but there was they were doing a Patrick Mahomes giveaway. So somebody basically got Patrick Mahomes to come to their house. They had a lot of friends there or whatever. It was like a card shop thing. And we can go to the next slide. I got a picture of a guy that got this. The guy that held it had this Patrick Mahomes 8x10 here, or it's larger than an 8x10. And one of the comments on the Instagram was, too bad we were effing lied to. F you, Panini. We were told 8x10s, but ended up with a card. Definitely not the same. Don't say one thing and do another. Not exactly sure, but I think that was free. So this person's complaining about free stuff. So I want to see if Kansas Sports Cards 2013 can go up to Panini's booth face to face and tell them this. Think that's going to happen?
No, but why would you want an 8x10 over a card? I mean,
right?
I guess people would be like, "Oh, it's a bigger autograph. It's a bigger item. Maybe you could frame it and look cool." But I mean, from a value standpoint, we all know 8x10s don't sell for as much as actual cards.
Right, right. Yeah, so, hey, maybe Patrick Mahomes didn't want to sign an 8x10, but he would sign a card. Who knows? It sounds like it was free anyway, so why did you take the time to complain? And then you go to the next one. It was just showing a Kevin Durant card, and it's the guy commented, "You screwed me over so effing hard, I'm done with you guys as bull-ass cards." The same guy is going to be at the National waiting for his silver packs, guaranteed, because he can't stay away. That was a reactionary moment. Can't stay away. Are you going to go up to Panini and say that? No, you're going to be like, I love you because I just pulled an Ohtani, cracked ice. But it's just made me reflect on keyboard warriors in general. How many people are actually skipping the National because they've wrong done everybody, like either through Twitter or Instagram, where they're thinking about going to the National, but they're like, I think people know who I am. And
nah.
They may kick my ass.
Small sample size.
You think
small,
so?
Small. Maybe. You got to remember, like, in the grand scheme of, like, conventions, this convention really isn't that big. There may be, like...
Which means you would be able to find somebody easier.
Yeah, but there's not that many of them. I mean, maybe 10 to 15 people who are like, I would go to the National, but I'm scared I'm going to get punched in the face by somebody? 10 people.
10 people?
10 people.
I think there's more than that, dude.
Out of the 40,000.
Because you got to remember, this hobby is, especially this side of the hobby and the selling side on eBay.
Nobody's
How
fight,
many people have wrong?
Have you seen a fight? Have you seen a fight at the National?
Like, no, because I think everybody's passive aggressive.
On the on the sales floor. Like on the floor. Have you seen like
No, but I'd love to see one.
Yeah. Have you seen like, hey man.
All right. If anybody starts, no. I'm gonna walk around and try to get people to fight now. Card fight. That's the guy at the National getting his after he complained to Panini, he's sitting in line there.
Now we've seen somebody wasn't there. Somebody who tried to get a counterfeit Jordan rookie graded, and he ended up getting arrested. Or somebody stole something from a booth. It happened like
that happens every year.
That happens every year. Usually, you do see some cops, but haven't seen a fight at the park. I mean, maybe outside of the maybe later on
after a few drinks.
After a few drinks, or there's some things that are said that. Maybe I've seen happen a time or two.
No, but. I want to see Hot Dog Man 121. That's you. Remember that time in the chat that you called me a Nazi? I'm going to fight you.
Jeez. Okay.
I'm just using it as an example. I'm not saying
no,
that.
No.
Doesn't happen, though.
No, not going
right?
to happen.
Because everybody's anonymous behind keyboards.
Not
going
to happen. So Doug wants a fight to happen so bad. You can just go by our booth and just punch him directly in the face. And I'll videotape it for you. I'll record it for you, and then you can get your wish.
Okay.
Like, well, oh look, it happened.
Well, you know what would be a better idea? Why don't we get one of those dunking booths, and then me and you could take turns going in there.
Yeah, we've gotten trouble for bringing like an elaborate setup for our booth, so we actually had to scale it down a little bit. But imagine if we rolled up with a full on dunk tank. I know one person who would look at me and go, "You better get your ass out of here right now."
Yeah, we one of the first Nationals we set up, I got a little overzealous, and I think it was like a 5-foot by 6-foot sign, which I thought in reality
No. It was, let's see, it was me and Billy putting it together. It was probably 12 feet long by about 11 feet high. And it was huge. It was huge. And we're basically, and you actually weren't there to set it up, and you had never actually seen it before.
Yeah.
And I called you, and I'm like, we're getting told that we need to take this down. And
I paid like $500 for it, so I was pissed. I was like, what?
So Billy and myself basically went through and cut half of it down, folded it over itself. It looked terrible.
Do we still have that somewhere?
That is it's in the back. It's actually here.
Maybe we should try.
So yeah,
it.
If you want to see, it's in shambles now. But we actually did. I think we used it the following year as well.
Okay.
But yeah, we brought video.
They're like, you're gonna block out all the other exhibitors. Like, it's too big. You're like, you're gonna block out the sun.
We did. We blocked. We there was probably 4 or 5 breakers behind us that. But yeah, we were blocking.
And it was Gelf, who's a good friend of ours, who runs a National, who was like, and this is, you know, this was what, 3-4 years ago?
This is one of the favorite topics that come up every time I talk to him, because every time we're setting up, I'm all, oh man, I'm like, you should see what we brought, and he's always like, oh god.
And rest in peace to Mike Berkus. But at the time, Gelfman was talking to me, and he's like, dude, Mike's going to flip out. He's like, you cannot have this. He's going to flip out. But I'm like, what do I do? And did we just go offline? Are we still live?
So, yeah, this is exactly how I expected this to go down. But let's see. There was one year we brought...
Sorry, still streaming.
Okay. There was one year we brought like a bunch of video game consoles. We brought like what we called Mojo Pong, and you basically would come, and if you made a cup,
Mojo Pong,
we'd give you free stuff. We were doing so much. I mean,
we've been trying.
Yeah, we pretty much have tried everything. Now,
what are you guys trying this year?
We're last year we kind of scaled it back a little bit. It allowed us to basically just, you know, focus on. You know, interacting with customers, sitting down, having conversations and stuff like that, rather than just running around.
Yes.
I think Nintendo
would have been cool.
I basically spent 1 year like pretty much chasing down like ping pong balls for like 3 days because people kept on just throwing them.
The reason I ask, we have a completely different setup today because our TV that shows us the playback is not working. So we're like, we're literally like, everything that we tried today wasn't working. And now we're live, but we're kind of fighting through adversity. I keep asking if we're live.
We did bring Shane one time. We replaced Doug with Shane, and it was it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah, I mean, what's crazy, too, is when you start giving out the, we're going to be doing free packs this year, free breaks this year, and this isn't a complaint, but you really get to see some of the people that come by, and they get a free pack, they get a free break, they get a free shirt, and then they come back the next day, can I get the next free break? You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, there's a lot of people here, you know what I mean? You don't say it, because we want people to buy on our website, we're trying to be friendly and stuff like that, but there's so many people that walk around the National and they just literally freeload. And I know that's what a lot of the things are for at the National, because everybody's trying to drum up business. But it's like, I mean, there was like probably like a 12-year-old kid that like we gave him a free pack. And then he's like, I don't like that pack. Can I get another pack? And it's like, dude, if that was my kid, you know what I'm saying? Come on, dude. You got a free pack. Like, oh, let me get another free pack. Or can I get another free pack? Or can I take three packs? And this kid was ruthless. I mean, it was like, I mean, I'm fine with giving a kid an extra pack if he asks, but he just kept trying to see how far he could push it. You know what I'm saying? He's like, hey, let me get another free pack. Let me get another free pack. And that's, you know, deep down inside, it kills me because I don't ask for handouts and I don't go around and get a lot of free stuff. But like, and I'm fine with giving out, you know, hey, you guys come by the booth, I'm going to give you as much free stuff as possible. But when people that just don't buy with us and they just keep coming in, and or they use their dog's email and then they use their wife's email, and then they say, there was one guy who said he had like 8 kids last year.
Yeah, don't.
He's like, I got 8 kids. Can I sign them all up? I'm like, where are they at? And he's like, well, I didn't bring them, but they want to get in the free break, you know?
Yeah, let's not make it super awkward again where I actually had to call that specific guy out. I'm all, come on, man. I'm like, you could come back and sign up for another break, but I'm not going to give you 8 spots in one break because you're saying that you have kids. He's like, I have kids. He's like, I have family. And I'm like, but I keep on seeing you walk around by yourself. I'm like, and I'm not denying that, but I'm all, why not let 7 other people enjoy the free stuff?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Like why is it all good? What? And I mean, I should bring the What About Me shirt. Like I should bring it out. Just wear it one day.
What about me? Yeah, I mean, it's definitely. Can I have a case of 1718 NT, Yank Pats? Possibly. Yeah. Well, second Tuesday of the week, we'll hook you up on that one. But yeah. So you know, it's gonna be fun. I can't wait for it. It gets to see a lot of friends, and you know, like I always talk about, you don't usually find people in your lives that collect cards. So you get all of us on one roof. God damn it, dude.
That's how I felt last week. It was blah, like blah, blah. The words were like not coming out of my mouth properly. What did you say? The roof?
The roof is all fire.
The roof.
No, but seriously, like to get everybody that collects under one roof and be able to connect and talk to things that people know what you're talking about. Like, you know, you go to your friend's gathering. They're like, what do you do? I collect cards. Oh, I got a Jose Canseco from 1988. Oh, cool. I got a Mike Trout Super Fractor. What's that? Oh, I don't know. It's a 1-on-1. How much is it worth? No way. How much Mike Canseco worth? You can't connect with people like that. You can't. You know what I'm saying? So we're all together in one roof. We can trade, sell. It's a good time. You know what I mean? Because we all have stuff in common. We get to meet people. We get to see screen names. Like me and Dan always talk about screen names and what people look like. It's kind of a fun game because you're like, hey, this guy probably looks like this. And then you see him, you're like, that is completely different than what I thought you looked like. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's also another fun
game. We actually would get that when we would do the podcast. People wouldn't buy into breaks. They wouldn't even know that we did breaks, but they would listen to a podcast because it was about sports cards and they collected a little bit, but they didn't really do group breaks. And we had multiple times, like, people come up to me and go, are you sure you're the guy on the podcast? Because I didn't think you would look that way. And I'm all, cool, I guess. Is that a compliment? You dissing me? I'm all, what? I'm all, cool, man.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, I mean, I've gotten that too. I've got people said, oh, I thought you, you know, you didn't look that way. Or people compare me to David Wells and Kevin Smith, which I don't think. Well, Kevin Smith's skinny now, so maybe that's a compliment now. But back
when did you get compared to David Wells?
Somebody in the chat. Like David Wells. I mean, I had the shaved head and the goat, so maybe it fit, you know.
Kevin Smith, it's the hat.
Yeah, and then if I wear a Sharks jersey, it even adds it up. And yes, Mike, you're right in the chat. I'm too excited for the National. I can't even talk. I can't barely sleep. Yes, that is for sure. Eminence, Kobe, we're doing a crazy break. Eminence extravaganza. It's going to be going down Wednesday at the National.
Big Shep's coming down Monday.
Sweet. Oh, yeah, that's right, dude.
It's going to be awesome.
We got some stuff for you, man. We'll take care of you. $299 buy-in for the Eminence extravaganza. It's 42 spots. Spots are already selling. 10 spots are going to get a guaranteed Kobe card out of the Kobe Eminence. The other 32 spots are either going to get a 16-17 preferred box or a 17-18 prism white sparkle pack. So with no skunk, it's ridiculous. The spots that get the preferred and the white sparkle are going to get 5 silver packs as well. So cheapest way you could really get into a piece of Kobe Eminence. And if you look at some of those cards on eBay, some of those Kobe cards are going for like $2,000 or $3,000.
It's some insane. Of those white sparkle prisms are going for insane amounts as well.
Yeah.
The rookies, you get a Tatum, you get a Ball, you get a Mitchell. I mean, they're going for, I mean, even like a lot of the vets go for a lot.
Yeah.
James Harden, Curry.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like $100, $150 pack. And then the box of preferred is what was a $200 box. So it's a good value for a chance of getting a Kobe card. And yeah, like Dan said, you pull one of those big names out of the sparkles, you know, you're doing well. So Topps is doing their box redemption program, which they always do. And it's, I mean, you better start lining up now. It's like, it's literally like almost Black Friday status over there. So Topps Box Wrapper Redemption Program is back with a chance for collectors to get an exclusive 4-card Bowman Chrome Pack. There will be a limited number of packs available each day at the show. In order to get a pack, please bring select sealed hobby boxes of Topps or Bowman products that were purchased at the National to the Topps booth. When making your purchase of boxes at the National, the dealer will give you a sticker that is needed to redeem the exclusive NSCC packs. So you purchase select Topps Bowman products from a verified dealer at the National Sports Card Collector. And so you can see the breakdown on it's kind of small writing. So MLS Soccer gets you one pack, Series 1 Hobby gets you one pack, Inception gets you one pack, Pro Debut gets you one pack, Series 2 Hobby one pack, Stadium Club one pack, Ginter one pack, Archive Signatures one pack, Championship League Soccer Chrome one pack, Chrome Baseball Hobby one pack, Star Wars The Last Jedi one pack, Champion League Museum Collection one pack, Heritage one pack, Gypsy Queen one pack, Finest one pack, Bowman Hobby one pack, Series 1 Jumbo two packs, Series 2 Jumbo two packs, Tribute two packs, Tier 1 two packs, Museum Collection Baseball two packs, UFC Knockout two packs, Chrome Baseball Jumbo two packs, and Bowman Jumbos two packs.
I got a question for you. What if we brought our Jumbo case?
You have to have the sticker from the dealer.
Oh.
So they give you stickers as well. That's how they curb that.
They're going to give us stickers?
Hook it up, blow out?
We're dealers.
No, you have to be one of those 4 selected dealers. So DA Card World, Steel City. It's same thing with Panini program.
Because I was like, we have a bunch of product.
I know, right? Yeah, fit that in your suitcase. Probably won't be worth it. So what I'm looking at here, my best value pick, if you're going to the National and you want one of these packs, and it's limited to 6 per customer, 6 boxes per customer. So you can't buy 38 cases or whatever and try to get your packs. Series 2 Jumbo to me is where I would go, simply because you got the Ohtani rookies, so you're protected there as far as you're getting, you know, at least a card that you can kind of hold on to a grade. You're guaranteed one usually in Jumbo box. Sometimes you get lucky, you get 2. Plus you got 3 hits, you got a lot of cards, it's like $100, and you get 2 packs. That to me is the best value. Everything else, I mean, Museum Collection's $200, you know, Tier 1's like $150. So to me, I think that's where I would go. And plus, you're getting a lot of other rookies in there. You got a chance at Acuna and Albies and stuff like that. So my pick would be that. And for the autographs and the packs, they have a really good checklist. It's got Ohtani. It's got Acuna. It's got Gleyber Torres. So it's going to be pretty nice. So if you have the patience to get there early and wait and get your pack, and if you're going to buy Topps anyway, you might as well. And these packs are always hot. They're hotter probably than the silver packs at times. So, what do you like on that list?
Stadium Club.
Okay, for one.
Yeah, I mean, you get one, but it's a relatively inexpensive box. I would say Inception, but it depends on what Inception's selling for now.
Yeah.
If Inception's at, like, you know, $65-$75, I'd say Inception as well. Inception, Stadium Club. You also got to remember...
Series 2 is about a $100 box, I think.
You gotta remember with Series 2, though. A lot of people are flying in.
Right.
What are you going to do with all those base cards?
True.
You can put the Inception and the Stadium Club in your carry-on.
Right. But the $100 price point, two packs, you know, because you're looking at everything else on that list. And the other two packs, I mean, I don't know how much UFC Knockout is. I think it's a newer product. But Chrome Baseball Jumbos is like $250. Bowman Jumbos is $400. Series 1, same thing. Tribute, $250 box. So price point-wise to value, if you're trying to maybe recoup, I would say the Series 1 Jumbo would be or Series 2 Jumbo would be the best option, in my opinion. But I wanted to go over that list of autographs that you can get only in those special Bowman packs. And I'm just going to highlight some. So Aaron Judge, Alex Verdugo, Derek Jeter, Jose Canseco, Jose Ramirez, Jim Thome, Luis Severino, Mitch Keller, Shohei Ohtani, Ricky Henderson, Rhys Hoskins, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., which is good, Victor Robles, Trey Mancini, Walker Buehler. That's just to name a few. You can check out the list at Tops. They released it. So those are going to be in the packs. So Shane will not be going. I figured that. But
you did call it.
I did. It's Mr. Flake. So, and then I wanted to talk to
He's probably watching right now.
I know, right? Off topic.
He's going to get pissed.
We had somebody else that was going to come to the National, and surprise, surprise, not going. Topps Chrome. Comes out next week. Acuna's on there. Gleyber's on there. Ohtani's on there. It's going to be hot, guys. And you can get your spots at mojobreak.com. We have Hobby Jumbo. We also have a random with a bonus spot for early birds. It's only a 24-spot random, and the first 15 that buy get a chance to win a bonus spot in that. And that is going to be a good value. So you got a chance. You don't have to pay $300 for the Angels. You can get lucky, get them in a random. So that's a good value. Or now the checklist is out, I may have priced some teams too low. I don't know. So I would look at the checklist. Maybe you can get some deals on the site buy, you know, maybe the Orioles are too cheap, or, you know, the Braves, I think, are all gone, and so are the Angels. But there may be some teams that are floating around on Topps Chrome on mojobreak.com that you can get some good deals. So, but the Topps Chrome checklist is out, and let me see.
I've heard good things. It wasn't doom and gloom. Like, the first reaction I saw, people were, like, excited about it.
It's got all the rookies that you would want. People were speculating.
There's no Soto. You're gonna get people complaining about no Soto, but they got to keep somebody for Bowman Chrome, right?
You would think, yeah. I'm trying to do. It's hard to do this on the iPad. Sorry, guys. I was gonna try to bring it up, but I could usually click on the links on my laptop. So, but we got Cornerstones coming up next. Teams are on sale. Brand new products. Got the from Downtown, one per case, and it's got those sick Cornerstone patch autos that do pretty well in all the other sports. So we'll see how it does. For basketball.
I'm trying to make that From Downtown set this year.
Are you? Dude, they look pretty cool. Are they kind of acetate this year? I wonder.
I hope it's the exact same as last year. If not, I'll be kind of sad.
All right, so I'm looking at the checklist for Topps Chrome. Finally got it up. That's what she said. We've got rookie autos of, and I'm looking at, I'm trying to pull some out that are interesting. You got Anthony Bonda, Austin Hayes, AJ Minter, I don't think I've seen this year much. Adrian Sanchez in the Nationals. Tell me more about him. Austin Meadows, Verdugo, Frazier, Cisco, Dominic Smith, Felix Jorge. Gleyber's on there. Somebody said, I saw on Twitter, people are like, no Gleyber. Yeah, he's on there. Harrison Bader, Kyle Farmer's on there, Curry Miller. It's a big rookie checklist. Miguel Andujar, Nick Williams, Ozzy Albies, Rhys Hoskins, Ronald Acuna, Rafael Devers, Reyes Moronta for the Giants, Shohei Ohtani. Victor Arano, Victor Carantini, Victor Robles is on there, which is another good one. Walker Buehler. They have 1983 Topps baseball autograph variations, and that's a star-studded list. I'm sure they're going to be short-printed. Aaron Judge, Ian Happ, Chris Bryant, Mike Trout, Ronald Acuna, Rhys Hoskins, Shohei Ohtani. Freshman Flash autograph variations, all the same guys, Walker Buehler. They also have some dual autos. They have Bryce Harper's got a superstar sensation autograph. Dual rookie auto, Ozzy Albies, Ronald Acuna is going to be sick. Lucas Sims, Ozzy Albies, Nick Williams, Rhys Hoskins, Dominic Smith, Amed Rosario. And so Topps Chrome next week. And we're shipping all base and all of our PYTs, guys, so you guys are going to get great value on that. And I think that pretty much does it for the show, unless you guys got something else to say in the chat. Let me see if anybody had any questions. Topps Chrome is a good-looking set. Shane's not going. Mike says he doesn't want to go then either.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get everything back now. That, the wheels are turning now. And then could I ship it to New York and then just have it just wait there for me?
Could be. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe I can ship everything. Maybe I can just have GTS take it to New York. And
that would
just
be smart. Oh, GTS and it's a Southern event? We'll see. Well, that to come. We got some news. We may be in New York doing live breaks in New York. So, well, it's a Mojo Travel going on.
Wait. Southern has a they have a New York office.
Okay, maybe we can do that. We'll see. All right, guys. Well, we're gonna be live. I don't have the technology to play the outro song, so we're just gonna fade it out. But thanks for tuning into the hype. I know. All right, we'll see you guys live shortly here with Cornerstones. Fill it up.
Peace.